back inside 50. Schultz in front, but over the back. Butcher takes the mark. Kick inside 50 is chopped off by Weller there for Fremantle inside offensive 50.
I'm trying to name the Butcher Club.
How many Butcher jokes can we get through today?
Now it opens up for Fremantle. De Boer marks, but a great smother at centre half forward by Cracker. De Boer regathers, has a shot on goal from 45, and there's the first of the game.
That upper handball to Broadbent. Spearing kick into the left forward pocket. Schultz on that occasion, too strong for Tanner Smith. Jay Schultz, but in what is likely his last game for Port Adelaide, he gets the Power's first goal.
Ryder tries a little snap. A knee goes up the ground, out of the air, and kicks a great goal. Wingard drills the pass in low. Schultz on the lead, takes the mark. 41 for the season, make it 42. Straight through the middle of the goals. Butcher takes the mark. He'll want a handball over the top. He won't want to kick it. He gives it to White, who streams to the open goal and kicks it up into the second tier.
I've got to say, I'm impressed by Lachie Neal. He's holding his ground. Goes to Sam Gray, handball, Hartlett. This time they get the goal, Port Adelaide.
Don't poke the bear, Shane.
They had to do it the hard way,
as there's still a fair bit of feist in this match. Now Butcher's going to have a shot here.
I'll go.
The kick on its way. John Butcher!
And of course, no Surioli today. The Hawks giving him a bit of a rest, along with Luke Bruce. Luke Bruce, sorry, Bruce.
Well, from the stoppage at centre half forward, that is half time. And the Power fans pretty happy with that term. Only had one goal in the first quarter, but they head to the major break after kicking eight in the second. They're 9-4-58. Fremantle didn't register a score in that second term. They're 4-4-28 at half time. That second quarter for Invogue, affordable two-story homes.
Zubin swoops onto it on the left foot, kicks. Goals. Fremantle has its first score since the 25-minute mark of the first term. Hartlett, the kick forward, marked by Westhoff. Handball to Wingard. Top of the goal square. Man back there. Robbie Gray. Open goal from Duffy. Kick inside 50. Michael Barlow all by himself. One bounce, runs into the goal square, kicks it into level two, and Fremantle has it seven.
To Hartlett, who sidesteps one. He's got it at half forward, sends it long inside 50 for the Power. Two to beat down there. White, and he beats them both, runs into the open goal. Clancy Pierce wins the footy for Fremantle. He kicks the ball long to an unguarded goal square, needs a good bounce. It does just roll home. Great start to the final term for the Dockers.
Cracker to the hotspot inside 50. Off hands, Gray, Sam Gray on the left. Goal.
Ball kick through the middle of the ground. Taken by Pittard. Pittard and goal for the Power.
I reckon if Kramer out of Seinfeld's ever sick, I reckon Butcher could fill in for it.
Kramer would be a better kick for goal.
Couldn't complete the mark. It spills down to Robbie Gray. Back on the right foot. Snaps another goal.
Sheridan couldn't take possession. That's all she wrote. Port Adelaide ends the season on a high. Winners by 69 points. 18-14. 122 to Fremantle, 8-5-53. But the Fremantle Dockers, they finish the season in top spot and they look ahead. Their finals bound, a qualifying final next Saturday afternoon.